Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. I'm Michael Neal. You can read more about me and my work at michaelneal.org. I called today's podcast The Three Essential Prayers because that's the title of a book by Anne Lamott, and I have not read the book, so I want to be very clear that what I'm going to say in today's podcast has nothing to do with Anne Lamott. Now, if I happen to say things that agree with her, then great. If I happen to say things that disagree with her, it's not on her. I will actually get the book. I just came across the title and I thought, wow, what a great title. And essentially, the three essential prayers, according to the book title, are help, thanks, and wow. And I just wanted to speak to each of those because I think that's such a brilliantly simple way of looking at our relationship with our deeper mind, our relationship with whatever it is in us that allows us to experience the world in the way that we do and to navigate the world in the way that we do. And that first prayer, help, right? I think we've all been there. And there are different kinds of help. There are different kinds of prayers for help. There's help me control the universe, change the laws of the universe so that my child does not get sick, my company does not go under, my body does not get old, my partner does not leave me. Well, that's not really a prayer for help. That's a prayer to control the universe. Help, it seems to me, is I've gone as far as I can go on my little brain power. I've gone as far as I can go with what I know. And I'm open to something more, something new, something fresh coming through. I'm open to help. I'm open to assistance. I, in fact, would love assistance. I am at the end of my tether. You know, there's a saying in AA that, you know, it's not till you're down on your knees, it's not till life has you on your back in the gutter that you can look up and see the stars. Well, that isn't necessarily true. You can look up in any moment. But one of the reasons why people often have to hit bottom before they turn to a deeper resource, something deeper within them, something that feels beyond them, a higher power, is because we're really stubborn. We're like 3-year-old kids in the kitchen going, I want to help, you know, and you know, our mom lets us help and we make a huge mess and we really didn't help, but darn it, we wanted to do it. I can do it. I can tie my own shoes. I can do this. This is a great and horrible in its implications song, about I can ride my bike with no handlebars, and it kind of takes us all the way up to nuclear war, that attitude of I can do it. It's an interesting thing to get to the place in you where you're willing to ask for help, even if you don't know what that help would look like and you don't know where that help would come from. And so I see that as an absolutely essential prayer. The second one, thanks. Well, thanks isn't because thanks for helping, right? Thanks, Meister Eckhart, the mystic, talked about thank you as the only prayer. Thanks is a way of recognizing that everything we've got is here by, you could call it the grace of God. You could call it the luck of the draw. You could call it a twist of fate. But, you know, there's an exercise some of you know I will sometimes have my students do where I'll ask them how many people it takes to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And usually people start with, well, I can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then when we get into making the jar that the peanut butter is in, making the peanut butter, gathering the peanuts, planting the peanuts, tilling the soil, growing the wheat, we suddenly see that even something as simple as a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is the end of hundreds of processes that we don't have to do ourselves. And so in that sense, thanks seems to me to be just a recognition that we're not in it on our own. No matter how hard we work, and some of us work incredibly hard, without the grace of 7 billion people and whatever it is that spins the planets, whether you want to call it God or the fickle finger of fate, we wouldn't have what we have. Right down to a body to breathe, ears to listen, a heart to feel. And then wow. You know, I sometimes joke that when people get deeper into the understanding of the three principles, and you start to hear the stories of the changes that people experience when they open up to their deeper mind, when they start to see the ever-changing noise of their thoughts for what they are. The two words that you wind up using a lot are cool, wow. And that place of wow, where you've actually been surprised by life, you've actually had your breath taken away. That's a beautiful place to drop into, to see that things can be even better than you imagined, right? We often think that the limits of our imagination are the limits of what's possible. Not so. Our imagination can only dream up some vague reflection of what's really possible. And when we see something that is beyond our imagination, beyond what we were able to imagine, we go, wow. And so I'm looking forward to reading the book. I hope it's wonderful, but I'm grateful for the title. I'm grateful for the chance to just reflect on those three essential prayers. Help, thanks, and wow. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.